Virginia Ridgway, report to mission briefing. Virginia Ridgway to mission briefing.
Captain Harper?
Yes?
No sign of her anywhere, I'm afraid. She did arrive this morning, though, so she must be somewhere on Vega Station.
Thank you, Mr. Carmen. I hope you're right.
Hey, Dr. Cripley! Winston! Yoo-hoo! Dr. Cripley!
Carol! Carol Beamish, as I live and breathe, how are you?
I'm well.
What in heaven's name are you doing on Vega Station?
I'm engineering officer on the Eumenides.
Really?
Oh, what about you? I thought you'd retired.
Four times now. But they keep bringing me back for one more mission. I think they must be scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Nonsense.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention. We were waiting for one more crew member, but as she still hasn't appeared, I'm afraid we'll just have to start without her. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Melanie Harper, captain of the Earthship Eumenides. As I know you all have a lot to do in a very short time, I'll make this briefing as brief as possible. Most of you have probably heard by now that the Earthship Charon 3 was attacked by Zedon fighters yesterday in the Nuvian Zone.
We've heard conflicting news about the outcome of the battle, Captain.
We know that two Zedon fighters were destroyed.
Oh, that's very good.
We also know that the Charon 3 is adrift without power.
Any survivors?
The chances of that are very slim, but it's possible. Apparently the ship remained intact, which brings me to the purpose of this mission. The Charon 3 was carrying Mexon and medical supplies from the research station on Heraclitus. It is imperative that we retrieve that cargo. That we retrieve that cargo and transport it to a rendezvous point on the light side of the Earth's moon. Yes, Mr. Carmen?
As security officer of the Eumenides, I do feel obliged to warn you of the dangers
Mr.
of...
Mr. Carmen, I am well aware of the dangers of Mexon transportation. I'm also aware that security is even more vital to this mission because of those dangers. If it's any consolation, I'm probably less happy about my ship being used as a Hazchem freighter than you are.
Virginia Ridgway, mission briefing.
Well, what do you think I'm trying to do? If your station was planned out a little more logically, maybe I could report to mission briefing.
Thank you, Gizmo. With androids like you, who needs enemies?
Well, that's too bad. If you don't like it, you know what you can do.
What are you doing?
You come back here! Gizmo, I'm talking to you!
So I can't impress upon you strongly enough the critical need for constant alertness on this mission. Yes, Dr. Cripley?
You mentioned medical supplies.
Antitoxin, specifically. The ship we are to rendezvous with on the moon is the Hera.
But there's an epidemic on the Hera. Oh,
rubbish. One person has contracted axophonitis. One case does not make an epidemic.
Thank you, Dr. Cripley. Now, the Eumenides will be loaded and fueled in 17 minutes. Please be on board by 0800 hours. That'll be all.
Hi, how are you today? I'm Transporter Module 13, and I'm going to be your transporter for the day. Please state your name, rank, and destination.
Carol Beamish, engineer.
Dr. Winston Cripley, medical officer.
We're Eumenides crew for Dock 11.
Eumenides crew for Dock 11. That checks out. Okay, hang on, guys.
How are your mom and dad, Carol?
I thought you knew Dr. Cripley.
You what?
They were on the Phoebe.
Oh, dear. No, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That was 4 years ago now. 4 years of not knowing whether they're alive or...
Of course they're alive.
Keep hoping.
So that's why you quit school and joined the service?
Yes.
Hey, Carol, Winston... We are entering a grade B centrifugal gravitation area now. Gravity suits must be worn at all times, and security coat beater applies. Okay?
We'd better suit up.
Gizmo, I'm telling you, we've been down this corridor at least 3 times, and I'm... Mission briefing room. Mission briefing room. This is it. Yeah? Well, better late than... Oh, no. Where is everybody? Gizmo, if I ever hear you use that sort of language again, I swear I'll weld every movable part.
Virginia Ridgway, report immediately to Dock 11. Virginia Ridgway, to Dock 11, immediately.
Oh, where's Dock 11? Yes, I can see that, Gizmo. Follow me, and no more of your back talk. It's your fault we were even late in the first place.
Attention, all non-launch personnel. Please evacuate the immediate launch area. All non-launch personnel. Security code gamma is in effect.
Any sign of Virginia Ridgway yet, Mr. Carman?
Sorry, Captain. I've looked everywhere for her.
There's a fermium storm brewing off M32, so I want to get underway immediately. Looks like we'll just have to leave without her.
I think I should tell you, Captain Harper, the last message from Charon 3.
Yes?
Well, it may have been nothing. The radio signal was breaking up pretty badly. But, well, I could have sworn I heard the word imposter amongst all the garble.
Imposter?
Yes.
You think we have a spy in our midst, Mr. Carman?
I feel it's my duty to warn you, Captain, that there is a distinct possibility that we are flying straight into a trap.
I hope you're wrong. But I'll keep it in mind. Thank you.
You're still going ahead with the mission, then?
We've got no choice.
We have one choice, Captain.
Blow up the Charon 3? What if there are survivors on board, Mr. Carman?
Oh, yes, of course. I was sorry to hear about your brother, Captain Harper.
What do you mean?
Well, his tragic death must have placed a great strain.
Are you implying it's coloring my judgment in this case?
Well, Captain, no one could blame you for having a grudge against the Zetons.
Mr. Carman, even if we were certain there were no survivors on the Charon 3, and even if my brother had not been killed by Zetons, the Mexon and medical supplies alone are important enough for us to risk everything. If there is the slimmest chance that we can, we've got to get that cargo to the moon. Is that clear?
Yes, Captain. Quite clear.
60 seconds to launch. Security code Delta in effect.
Well, I suppose we should get on board. No hard feelings, Captain.
No, Mr. Carman. No hard feelings.
20 seconds to launch.
Initiate pre-burn.
Pre-burn initiated.
Situation, Beamish?
All systems actuated and functioning.
10 seconds to launch. 9.
Mr. Carman?
7.
Security code Epsilon
6,
imminent.
5. 4.
Hold it. Cease countdown. Cease countdown. Someone on the launch pad waving their arms.
I don't believe it.
Good God.
What earth is that?
On Earth, that's Virginia Ridgway. On the Eumenides, that's our navigator.
Launch complete. All systems operational.
Switch to ion propulsion.
Switching to ion propulsion.
Now that we're underway, Ridgway, let me welcome you aboard the Eumenides.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
I trust your arrival 4 seconds before liftoff is an exception and not a rule?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm normally very punctual. So is Gizmo.
Good, good. I trust also that your absence from the briefing was not a result of your getting lost on the way to the briefing room?
Lost, ma'am? Oh, heavens no. It was... Gizmo, I had to make a small adjustment to his thingamajig.
Oh, I see. I was beginning to think there might be some truth in the rumor that you're known amongst the other navigators as Witchway Ridgway.
Witchway Ridgway? Oh, I can't imagine why anybody'd call me that, Captain Harper. Oh,
probably just malicious gossip.
That's certainly what it sounds like to me, ma'am.
Good. Now, do you know where we're going?
Instruments set on 219346. That's in the Nuvian zone. Sphero scans isolated a small stationary object. I would guess from the readings a crippled Hascom freighter.
The Charon 3.
If I might make a suggestion, Captain.
Please do.
This is the most direct course for the Charon 3, but it isn't the fastest.
Oh?
According to my
Gizmo's calculations, if we graze the edge of NGC-205, we can get a perpendicular approach to the ellipsoidal hypotenuse of the quadrantal axis and thereby decrease our trajectory by 10%.
Oh, really? Now tell me what that means without the technical jargon.
We can get where we're going 3 minutes earlier.
Oh, well, let's do it then.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm telling you, you antediluvian pill-pusher, I am the security officer of this ship, and if I say doors must be kept locked at all times, doors must be kept locked at all times.
Will you let me into my surgery or not?
Will you stop jamming doors open?
I will make no promises.
Then I will open no doors. There happens to be a war on, in case you hadn't noticed.
Then give me my own key.
Most certainly not.
Now, listen to me, you rocket-rattling flatfoot.
No, you listen to me, you superannuated quack.
Dr. Cripley? What's going on?
This fossilized, doddering old sawbone seems to think security isn't important on this ship.
And this deranged turnkey thinks I can practice medicine in a corridor.
If you're as good a doctor as they say you are, why do you even need to practice? Answer me that,
lunatic!
Same old Winston Cripley.
Well, they get up my nose, these spit-and-polish types.
He's just very insecure.
Well, I'm not sure that's the best thing for a security officer to be. He should have stayed a televisual promotions man.
Now, Dr. Cripley.
Well, I can't spend the whole journey in the... Wait a minute. I seem to recall you were once pretty good
at... No, that's against every regulation.
Carol. Who's going to know?
No.
Oh, all right. Leave me, an old man, friendless and alone, weak and feeble, to stand in the corridor like a naughty child.
Dr. Cripley.
No, that's fine. Once I thought our lifelong friendship counted for something, but...
This is emotional blackmail.
No, Carol, you're absolutely right to abandon me here.
All right. But if anyone asks, it was a medical emergency.
It is a medical emergency.
Got a fountain pen?
Of course.
And let me have a communicom.
Of course.
Now, how on earth...
Vibrations from the communicom roll the electronic tumblers.
You're a genius, Carol.
Just remember, if anyone asks why I let you in, it was a matter of life and death.
It was a matter of life and death. I've been standing here for an hour, and my feet are killing me.
Contact in 12 and a half minutes, Captain.
Can we have some visuals?
Photo probe pictures coming up on screen now.
Doesn't look good, does it? Reading any vital signs?
Nothing. It's a ghost ship.
I'd guess it took a direct hit on the port tanks.
Engineering, Beamish.
Carol, we'll be pulling alongside the chair on three in about 12 minutes. Unfortunately, her docking pad is badly damaged.
I could rig some charges onto the cargo hold doors.
Can't risk an explosion damaging the Maxon container.
In that case, the best bet is probably the emergency hatch. I can trigger the shear pins by remote control and work my way down through the ship into the cargo hold to open the doors from the inside. Shouldn't be any problem to rig a multi-magnet onto the end of the manipulator arm, and we can load the Maxon and antitoxin straight into our own hold. Assuming Ridgway can manoeuvre the Eumenides in close enough...
Ridgway?
No problem.
All right, Carol, get suited up.
If I may be so bold, Captain.
Is that you, Mr. Cowerman?
It is. When there is the possibility of contamination or leakage from hazardous cargo, it is the duty of the ship's security officer to deal directly with that cargo. Ordnance procedures are quite clearly laid out in this regard.
Have you been eavesdropping, Mr. Cowerman?
I've been monitoring your communications, if that is what you mean.
Encroaching on other people's privacy is what I mean.
No offense intended, Captain. It's simply a matter of greater vigilance in these dangerous times.
Vigilance, my foot, Cowerman. You would...
Safety is security, Miss Beamish. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I should be suiting up.
All right, Mr. Cowerman. Contact me once you're outside the Eumenides airlock.
Will do.
Sorry, Carol. Strictly speaking, he's right.
I think he's genuinely trying to get a medal out of this mission.
I heard that, Miss Beamish. Carmen to bridge.
Yes, Mr. Carmen.
I'm outside the Eumenides airlock now and just jumping across to the Charon 3's emergency hatch. Right. I'm at the hatch.
Can you see the shear pins? One at each corner of the hatch?
Affirmative.
This is Carol Beamish, Carmen. Position yourself well out of the way of those pins. We've patched into the Charon 3's electrical system and I'm releasing them by remote. But they're going to shoot out of there like bullets.
Fire away.
You're well clear, Mr. Carmen?
Affirmative.
All right, Carol.
That's all of them. I'm opening the hatch now.
Any sign of life, Mr. Carmen?
I'm afraid not. I'm working my way inside now. I'm through the hatch.
That passage should take you past the bridge straight down into the cargo hold, Carmen.
Any contamination before you go too far?
Just taking a reading now. So far, so good.
The cargo hold appears to be intact, at least from the outside.
I'm at the bridge hatch now. Going to have a look in.
How's the manipulator arm doing on the cargo hold doors, Carol?
The hinge bolts are all undone, but something's jamming it shut.
Oh, dear God. All dead. No survivors, Captain.
Captain Harper, sphero scan indicates ships approaching, bearing 219030. Looks like a column of Z-Tam fighters in attack formation.
How long have we got?
They'll be in weapons range in 3 minutes.
Carmen was right. It was a trap.
Z-Dawn fighters on the way, Reg. We've got 3 minutes.
Right. I'm just reaching the cargo hold now. Beamish, got any ideas about how I'm going to open the external bay doors?
I'm working on that, Carmen. You just get yourself into the hold.
That's precisely what I'm doing now.
Better take another reading before you go in, Reg.
Right. We're in luck.
Weapons range in 2 minutes, Captain.
Let's get those bay doors open, Carol.
Carmen, reseal the cargo hatch.
What?
Do it, Reg.
Roger.
When you've done that, there should be a small vent on your right. Move the red lever beside the vent into the upright position. That'll pressurize the hold. I release the external hinge bolts, so when the air pressure gets high enough, it should force the bay doors open.
Yes, as long as it doesn't blow me into oblivion at the same time.
That's why I want you to lash yourself to the inside of the cargo hold now and tie the Mexon and medical supplies containers to you as well. Got that?
I got it. I don't like it, but I got it.
Do it, Reg. That's an order.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Weapons range in 1 minute.
The door's starting to give way already.
Are you tied in?
Not yet. I've just found the Mexon and the antitoxin. If I don't have time to tie them both in, which one do you want to keep?
You should have time, Cowerman.
Famous last words.
Have you tied yourself in yet?
Just.
45 seconds to weapons range.
Does that android know defense systems?
Gizmo, sure.
Tell him to arm the maser systems.
But, Captain...
Surely we're not going to fight them.
If we have to.
But, Captain, we don't stand at...
Arm maser systems.
Maser systems arming. Inertial inductance shield up.
We can't, with Carmen still out there. How are you doing, Reg?
One quick clue hitch and I'm...
Reg?
I'm not wild about your methods, Miss Beamish.
Did it work?
You mean you weren't sure it would? Now, where's this manipulator arm?
Just coming into position.
As soon as the containers are fastened to the multi-magnet, Reg, you head for the airlock. We can take it from there.
Roger. That's it. Haul away.
As fast as you can, Mr. Carmen.
I'm I'm on my way.
15 seconds to weapons range.
Aye, shield up the moment Carmen gets into the airlock.
Yes, ma'am.
And initiate main boost.
Standing by.
Come on, Carmen. Just reaching the airlock now.
Oh! Red?
Carmen?
What's going on?
Weapons range in 5 seconds. 4, 3...
The plane is secured in cargo hold.
Reg, can you hear me?
Cargo hold doors closing. Nothing in airlock.
Reg, for God's sake.
Zeton fighters in weapons range, Captain.
We're sitting ducks.
Initiate main boost.
Main boost initiated. We're under fire.
Return fire. Commence evasive action. Let's get out of here.
My eye shield up now?
No.
Captain, we need that shield.
There's a chance Carmen may still be alive.
You're going to jeopardize the entire mission for Carmen?
I heard that, Miss Beamish.
Oh, wretch.
Carmen.
Where are you?
In the cargo hold, I'm afraid.
Aye, shield up, Ridgeway.
Aye, Captain. Nothing on the Spiro scan, Captain. I think we've lost them.
Good. Downgrade alert to Security Code Epsilon.
Security Code Epsilon, now in effect.
Damage report?
First and third stability jets inoperative. Starboard engine strut showing signs of stress.
That's all?
We were lucky.
Take over for me, Carol. I'll be in the surgery, seeing how Mr. Kalman's getting on.
Swallow these. I've seen worse. Far worse. I've had worse myself.
Is it broken?
No, it's just dislocated. I can reset it, no problem. Right, arm out to the side. Straight. That's it.
Dr. Cripley, before you begin, I'd like to apologize for what I said earlier.
What you said?
Yes. You know, those names I caught you.
Names? What names?
Well, there was, antediluvian.
Ah, yes. Pill pusher, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Keep still now. Head up straight. And there was...
Superannuated.
Yes. Superannuated quack, I think you said.
Yes.
Yes. And then fossilized, doddering old
sawbones. Are you sure those painkillers will have taken effect by now, Doctor?
What painkillers?
Huh? What happened out there, Mr. Carmen?
Sorry, Captain. Seems in my haste to reach the airlock, I neglected to untie myself from the Mexon and antitoxin containers. So when the manipulator arm swung them into the cargo hold, I went with them.
How is he, Dr. Cripley?
A dislocated shoulder. He'll be all right.
Feels better already, Captain.
It's me I'm worried about. Dyspepsia all the time. I've a symphony orchestra playing in my stomach. There's neck pains. My eyes are acting up. Oh, dear, age is no joke, Captain. And my nerves. Oh.
We'll be reaching our rendezvous point with Hera in a matter of minutes. We can all relax then. Dr. Cripley, would you mind if Mr. Carmen and I had a word in private?
No, of course not. I spent the first half of the mission in the corridor. I might as well spend the second half.
I think I know what's on your mind, Captain.
Oh?
The amount of time we saved taking Ridgway's shortcut is exactly the same amount of time it took for the Zetons to get within weapons range. Correct?
They knew we were coming, all right.
And when?
And there's only one way they could have found out.
Somebody must have told them.
Somebody on Vega Station.
Or somebody on this ship. What the...
Quiet, Gizmo. What was that, Miss Beamish?
Starboard engine strut is giving way. Reverse starboard thrust.
Starboard thrust reversing.
Carol, this is Harper. What's going on?
Losing the starboard strut, Captain.
Distance to rendezvous point?
230 miles, ma'am.
Can we make it on one engine?
If we can maintain stability. Fire gimbal thrusters.
Firing gimbal thrusters.
Activate stability jets.
It's no use. Too much bias.
3 miles from lunar surface.
Effect crash drill.
Crash alert red. Collision imminent.
Maintain course, Ridgeway.
She's breaking up. I can't hold her. We're going to crash.
Collision imminent. Collision imminent.
Space Programme Alpha was by Ken Jones. Taking part were Elaine Claxton, Verity Ann Meldrum, Sid Ralph, John Bull and Michael Poole. It was produced by Peter Fossard with radiophonic effects by Dick Mills. The broadcast was based on a science fiction adventure game produced by CLASS, the Cambridge Language Arts Software Services. Their address, which also appears in the teacher's notes, is 197 Henley Road, Caversham, Reading, RG4OLJ.